And so, no, I have no trust. I trust the post office as much as I trust gas station sushi. Especially in a time where you just flip on the light and say, you know what, we're just going to change the election and how the election's handled in all of these different states, and we're just going to rely on a bureaucracy that has a history of trouble in order to deliver the election results for us.
Wow.
I think
wow.
anybody that is arguing against me would be intellectually dishonest. Because the history proves my point.
I know folks love your weekend newsletter. If they want to get involved with it, if they want to make sure they have it every weekend, how do they go about doing it, and how can they reach out to you?
They can go to ReaganBabe.com, ReaganBabe.com, or they can go to my Facebook page, at the ReaganBabe, I think it is. And they can sign up for the newsletter. Very easy. Just put in your email, sign up, and check your spam, because it might go to your spam.
All right. Hey, listen, you have a great week, and we will talk again soon. Thanks, Megan.
Wonderful, Kevin. Thank you.
Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com coming up. Highlights from night one as they begin night two of the Republican National Convention. We'll do that and more coming up. We'll also get some phone calls as well. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And at 5:31, as we take a look at the traffic cams, actually not too bad for Tuesday afternoon commute home. We're getting some moderate flows on the Beltway right now, 215 west of Valley Verde, the 215 at Tenaya. Also moderate to flows 215 east at the airport connector. You'll touch the brakes there as you work your way through the spaghetti bowl on the 515 eastward at Main as you head to Henderson. No restrictions as you head the other direction on the 95 from the Spaghetti Bowl up to the Rainbow Curve. And we are getting some slowing on the 15, though, but close to normal speed, southbound at Spring Mountain and Interstate 15 northbound at Owens.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Las Vegas is getting a second PGA Tour event in October. The CJ Cup is going to move from South Korea to the United States, and specifically to Las Vegas. This is a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. This event is going to be taking place from October 15th to 18th at Shadow Creek Golf Club. This is a week after the Shriners Hospitals for Children open at TPC Summerlin, so two straight weeks of PGA Tour golf in Vegas. Raiders receiver Tyrell Williams has suffered a torn labrum in his shoulder, but he's going to try to play through it. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Whether classes in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, select marble comp books, 4-ounce Elmer's glue, and Staples dual-size pencil sharpeners are just 25 cents each.
Plus, you can shop in-store or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 8/29, in-store only, limit 6, while supplies last, curbside available in most stores.
Hiring the best people can transform your business and help take it to another level. Indeed can certainly help you find those talented people. We have nearly 3/4 of all job seekers in the U.S., according to ComScore, and smart tools to help you find the best candidate for you. Indeed also provides flexibility to only pay for what you need and won't lock you into any long-term contracts. Claim your $75 credit to get more quality candidates fast when you post your first job at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life. And if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off the service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, or online at FinleyAcura.com. Vegas strong.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tell you what, let's do. Let's take you to the Reverend Norma Urabazo from the International Church of Las Vegas. She is there right now doing the invocation in Washington.
Decree and declare, America, the best is yet to come. And I ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yate, I'm Myron Leiser, the Vice President of the Navajo Nation. I give this address from the majestic rock spires of Shiprock, Sebetai, or Rock with Wings, as known by our Diné people. It is here as well that many of our ancestral leaders sought to govern and lead a nation within a nation. They sought to lead their people into the promises of a better way of life for their children's children. It is also where they have not been as successful as the rest of America. Our First Nations people, the host people of the land, we are still here. Our Creator placed us here and knew for such a time as this, we would have an opportunity for an appeal to heaven. You see, our people have never been invited into the American dream. We, for years, fought congressional battles with past congressmen and senators that were part of a broken system that ignored us. That is, until President Trump took office. President Trump delivered the largest financial funding package ever to Indian Country. The $8 billion in CARES Act funding to Indian Country was a great start in alleviating the devastating effects that the COVID-19 pandemic has inflicted on our Indian tribes. The Navajo Nation once led the nation in per capita positive cases because of the health disparities that previous administrations failed to improve. Whenever we meet with President Trump, he has always made it a priority to repair the relationship with our federal family. Recently, President Trump signed the first ever presidential proclamation officially recognizing missing and murdered American Indians and Alaska Natives. He established a task force called Operation Lady Justice to address the problem. The president also provided $273 million to improve public safety and support victims of crime in the Native American community. As a result, a cold case office was recently opened on the Gila River Indian community. The president has reactivated the White House Council on Native American Affairs.
Making the case to the Native American community. Myron Leiser, Navajo Nation Vice President. Leiser, I believe, is the correct pronunciation. I want you to hear the highlight of night one. They are now just opening up night number two. Melania will speak. The president will speak. Rand Paul and others. This should be a fascinating night. And there's always surprises when it comes to Donald J. Trump. It always. No, he's a master showman. And that's what's amazing. Just want to remind you that this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Don't forget, dinner is just around the corner. You may want to make a choice. Ichabod's Lounge. Absolutely amazing. East Flamingo at Pecos. We're going to take a quick break. We will come back. We'll try and take you to more of the Republican National Convention. We'll also get some phone calls as well. You want to join us? Want to be a part of the show? If you're a first-time caller, let Jim know. He'll whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again, but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. I have listened to the progression of hearing aid technology for over 30 years, so I'm not easily impressed. But when my resident audio expert Steve Romeo had me listen to a pair of the new Liveo Edge instruments with artificial intelligence, I went, wow. When you tap them twice, you will hear, while they adjust themselves automatically for your best hearing anywhere. No more fiddling with controls. Steve says capability like this would have required a large rack of audio equipment only a few years ago. To hear them yourself, call Shelley at 369-1321. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, 369-1321. QHALV.com, 369-1321.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour brought to you by Castle Insurance Group. At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best auto, home, or business policy from name brand carriers like Progressive, Travelers, Safeco, and more. Call 702-714-1060. The quote is free. Call 702-714-1060. Herschel Walker. Remember him, former football player? And he spoke last night on the night one of the Republican National Convention. And can I tell you, it was a moving, and by the way, at times funny. I mean, it really was. But Herschel Walker gave a glowing endorsement of the president. Let's go to cut one real quick, see if we can squeeze this in. Saying that the president is no racist. This is as glowing an endorsement as I can think of. This is Herschel Walker, former football star.
I watch him treat janitors, security guards, and waiters the same way he would treat a VIP. He made them feel special because he knew they were. He understands that they are the people who make this country run. They clean, they cook, they build, they drive, they deliver. He told me, Herschel, make an effort to get to know people. Remember their names. That stuck with me. One time, I planned to take his kids to Disney World with my family. At the last minute, Donald said he'd like to join us. So there he was, in a business suit, on It's a Small World ride. That was something to see. It just showed you what a caring, loving father he is. It hurt my soul to hear the terrible names that people call Donald. The worst one is racist. I take it as a personal insult that people would think I've had a 37-year friendship with a racist. People who think that don't know what they're talking about. Growing up in the Deep South, I've seen racism up close. I know what it is, and it isn't Donald Trump. Just because someone loves and respects the flag, our national anthem, and our country, doesn't mean they don't care about social justice. I care about all those things. So does Donald Trump. He shows how much he cares about social justice in the black community through his actions. And his actions speak louder than stickers or slogans on a jersey. He keeps right on fighting to improve the lives of black Americans and all Americans. He worked night and day. He never stops. He leaves nothing on the field. Some people don't like his style, the way he knocks down obstacles that get in the way of his goals. People on the opposing team didn't like when I ran over them either. But that's how you get the job done. I pray every night that God gives him more time. Give him 4 more years. He has accomplished so much almost all by himself on a constant attack. But there's still more work to be done. If you love America and want to make it better, Donald Trump is your president. He's my president. And I'm blessed to call him friend.
I thought that was incredible. I laughed last night as I was watching it. I said, I got to bring this to you. I mean, it's that good. One of the other highlights from night number one, by the way, John Ponder just gave a marvelous speech with the president. And his is an incredible story as well. But you've heard a number of folks on this show talk about John Ponder and his prisoner organization. That is just absolutely incredible. One of the other highlights, though, was Jim Jordan. And, in fact, I get more social media on Jim Jordan, I think, than just about anybody else that we've had on this program. Jim Jordan is a congressman from Ohio and a powerful, powerful endorsement of President Trump. This is cut number 3. Go.
Good evening. I'm Congressman Jim Jordan, representing the 4th District of Ohio. The Republican Party is the pro-America party. President Trump is the pro-America candidate. This election is about who can preserve the values, principles, and institutions that make America great. Don't believe me? Look at what's happening in American cities. Cities all run by Democrats. Crime, violence, and mob rule. Democrats refuse to denounce the mob, and their response to the chaos? Defund the police, defund Border Patrol, and defund our military. And while they're doing all this, they're also trying to take away your guns. Look at the positions they've taken in the past few months. Democrats won't let you go to church, but they'll let you protest. Democrats won't let you go to work, but they'll let you riot. And Democrats won't let you go to school, but they'll let you go loot. President Trump has fought against each of their crazy ideas. He's taken on the swamp, all of the swamp, the Democrats, the press, and the never-Trumpers. And when you take on the swamp fights back. They tried the Russia hoax, the Mueller investigation, and the fake impeachment. But in spite of this unbelievable opposition, this president has done what he said he would do. Taxes cut, regulations reduced, economy growing, lowest unemployment in 50 years, out of the Iran deal, embassy in Jerusalem, hostages home from North Korea, a new USMCA agreement, and of course he's building the wall and rebuilding our economy as we speak. I love the president's intensity and his willingness to fight every day in Washington for our families. But what I also appreciate about the president is something most Americans never get to see, how much he truly cares about people. Our family has seen it. 2 years ago, our nephew Eli was killed in a car accident. He lived a mile up the road from us, grew up wrestling and training with our boys, was a high school state champion, varsity athlete for the University of Wisconsin. It's a Saturday morning, 3 days after the accident. I walked to the car to head up to Eli's parents' home when the president called. We talked about a few issues, and then he asked how the family was doing. I said, "They're doing okay, Mr. President, but it's tough." The president said, "Yeah, losing a loved one is always difficult, and it's really tough when they're so young." I then said, "Mr. President, I'm actually walking into their house right now. Obviously, they don't know that I'm talking to you, but if you'd be willing to say hello to Eli's dad, you'd make a terrible day a little less terrible." "What's his name?" the president asked. I walked through the door and said, "Todd, the president wants to talk to you." For the next 5 minutes, family and friends sat in complete silence as the president of the United States took time to talk to a dad who was hurting. That's the president I've gotten to know the last 4 years. The president who shared private moments like this with soldiers, victims of violent crime, and people who've had businesses destroyed by the mob. That's the individual who's made America great again, and who knows America's best days are still in front of us. And that's why I'm busting my tail to help him get reelected. I'm asking you to do the same. Thank you, and God bless our country.
There you have it, Jim Jordan. By the way, got a piece of breaking news, and we talked about how there would be some surprises tonight. The president has pardoned former Nevada bank robber John Ponder, who has become a prisoner advocate here in Nevada, and is just an incredible, incredible human being. But they just did it. The pardon for John Ponder just announced by the president of the United States. We're going to take a quick break. In fact, before we do that, we'll let you hear just a little bit of Rand Paul, who is right now on the stage.
The Biden crime bill that locked up a generation of young black men. Remember that Biden bragged about a bill that still wreaks havoc among people of color. I'm supporting President Trump because he believes, as I do, that a strong America cannot fight endless wars. We must not continue to leave our blood and treasure in Middle East quagmires. I flew with him to Dover Air Force Base to honor two soldiers whose remains were coming home from Afghanistan. I'll never forget that evening. I can tell you the president not only felt the pain of these families, but the president is committed to ending this war. President Trump is the first president in a generation to seek to end war rather than start one. He intends to end the war in Afghanistan. He is bringing our men and women home.
There you have it. Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, speaking at night two of the Republican National Convention. It's just amazing. They promised surprises, and already we've got a couple of surprises just in the first 22 minutes of this the night number two of the convention. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is Tuesday. We'll wrap it all up for a Tuesday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. adhering to the regulations, and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Uh-oh. It's summer, and there you are with an unsightly fungal infection on your fingers and toes. Embarrassing, isn't it? What will they think? What will they think? Well, now you can say bye-bye to that problem. Bye-bye Fungus is a breakthrough treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye-bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye-bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish, and above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. At the rock-bottom price of only $39.98, now is the day to declare bye-bye, Fungus. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say bye-bye, Fungus. Hello, sandals.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Night number 2 of the convention is continuing. First two nights, I thought, the first night rather, was just scintillating. I thought it was so good. One of the things that we didn't have time to bring you, and I wish we had, was Mark McCluskey and his wife Patty. They're the ones in St. Louis that with a semi-automatic rifle and a pistol defended their castle. But what they did was absolutely incredible. To have the mob come past their front door and simply say, "We're going to defend our castle." I think any American family would do it. This is nothing new or different. This dates back to the Old West, where you were forced because you didn't have cops on the beat, you didn't have cops driving by your house. This was out in the middle of no. This was. Almost like the Old West. But Mark McCluskey and Patty McCluskey gave what I thought was a really, really cool endorsement of the president. And by the way, my guess is you're going to see more of this over the course of the next couple of nights. Tomorrow on the show, I'm very excited because we're going to have, obviously, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, will join us. And we'll see what he thinks. He is a politico. He has planned a lot of campaign events in his time. What does he think of what the Trump campaign has done? I think so far through, what is it, a couple of nights? Yeah. We'll find out if he likes the Trump style, which I think is absolutely incredible. That's going to do it for today. I can't believe it. We're almost done. We will do it again tomorrow. Special thanks, as always, to Gentleman Jim Dallas, to Andrew Paul. But most importantly, I want to thank you for listening. Till we join you tomorrow at 3, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night, would you please? Right here on AM 670 KMCQ, where news is next. Hey,
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to Liberty Health.